Good morning. Last week we began discussing the sugya of shinoi kaina, that if a goslin steals something and the item changes, so then he can keep it. Now this does not mean he gets a windfall. He certainly has to pay the nigzel, the victim, for the value of the item that he took. But the actual item itself he gets to keep, and his chiyuv is simply to pay money. Now, as we pointed out, shinoi only works when it is a shinoi she'eino chozer, when the change is irreversible. However, if a person steals boards and he bangs it together, he makes a box out of it, he makes a kli, since you can simply take apart the kli, it is a shinoi ha'chozer. In that case, it is not kaina, and the victim has the right to demand that he get back the actual items that were taken from him. Now, a shinoi also has to be material. The Ramah says that you need that with the shinoi, there's a nishtane shemoi, that it's the change is significant enough that it's called something else. On the other hand, if a person steals a car and he drives it for a few miles and he gets a few dents, although there's a hezek, he may have to pay alts mazik, we'll discuss that later, but he does not have the right to say the car is mine, since it was not nishtane shemoi. The changes are not significant. It doesn't have a different name. It's still a car. It's still called the same thing. There, that would not rise to a level of shinoi, and the goslin would have a chiyuv to return the item and simply to pay the difference in value. Now, this leads us to a bit of a problem. Because when it comes to shinoi, there are two kinds of shinois that are discussed. There's the shinoi maisa, when the item physically changes. You take pieces of wood, you make it into furniture. You take wool, you dye it, you change its color. There's a physical change to shinoi maisa, you're kainet. There's another kind of shinoi, shinoi Hashem, which the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch at least it's brought down. Gun of tlev v'nase ayil, ego v'nase shor. You steal a calf, it grows up. Now it's called a shor. So since it has a different shame. When you stole it, it was a baby, it was called a calf, now it's called a shor. That difference in name is a kinyan. And Kveger points out, even if you stole it a day before its birthday, so there's no, had you looked at it physically, there's not much of a change between the 2 days, but once it hits the birthday, it's a year old, it's 2 years old, it has a different shame, that is enough of a kinyan, and the goslin need not return the item, he just pays back the money. Now the problem is, if a shinoi hashem itself is enough to be a kinyan, and the Ramah paskins every shinoi ma'is, every time you have a shinoi, it has to be significant enough to cause a shinoi hashem as well, that the name has to change as well, then what's the point of a shinoi ma'isa? If you always need a shinoi hashem, then shinoi hashem is kinyan, is kaina. When is it relevant, that fact that you have a shinoi ma'isa as well? It seems like the only relevance, the only criteria is, does it have a new shame or not? Now, the Akhrayinim all have a number of different approaches to this question, but in essence, what they're all limiting, or they're all making chalukim between different kinds of shinuyim. And what they say, the Goyin, for example, points out, he says, although the Ramah says a shinuy ma'isa needs a shinuy Hashem, it's not a rule across the board. He doesn't explain why, but l'chayr, what he means is that if you have something which is a very significant change, you dye something a different color. You may not call it a different name. But hey, yois is completely different color, it has a completely different look. Perhaps that is enough of a shinoi, that level of a shinoi ma'isa doesn't need a shinoi hashem with it. It's only when you have something which is not so significant, or you're not sure how significant it is, so then the fact that the name changes, that is generally a test or a simen that the change was considered significant enough to be a shinoi. Because if anything which is so significant, we call the item a different thing, that rises to a level of a shinoi, and that will be a kinyan. The Minchas Pitim says it depends on the functionality of the item. A change which now the use is different, you can't use it for what you used to be able to, or now it has additional functions, that kind of shinoi is significant enough, you don't need anything, you don't need a shinoi hashem with it. It's only when there's no change in the use, it's just a less significant change, there the Ramah says you need a shinoi hashem with it. But if you change the use, there the Minchas Pitim says shinoi ma'isa alone is enough and nothing else is required. Aruch HaShulchan has a little bit of a different gather. He says it depends how broad the change is. If the entire item is nishtana, then a shinui ma'isa does not require a shinui Hashem. Ma'isha einkein, if it's not the entire item, it's just a part of it, a little piece got broken or a little piece got damaged, but the rest of it is still intact and the rest of it has the same use and has not been changed. In those cases, you need a shinui Hashem. The change has to be significant enough that it changes how we relate to the item, what we call it. However, if the entire item is nishtana, then that is a shino ma'isa chashuv. That's enough, and nothing else would be needed. Now, this is the standard halacha. That for a shinoi hachoizer, if it's reversible, it is not a kinyan. You need it to be irreversible, and it needs to be significant. Significant enough that it's nishtana shemoi, that it has a new name, or completely different use. There is, however, a very important exception, which comes out very often halacha l'maisa. And that is, we all know there's a concept of yish. Now, we discussed it at length in Hilchos HaShavas Aveda. If you lose something, someone finds it, he has to return it to you. However, if before he finds it, the owner is miyayish, he gives up hope of ever recovering it, there's no simen, he lost it in a place where it's roi vakum, he doesn't expect it to be returned. So if he's miyayish, if he gave up hope, and then you find it, the halacha is, you're allowed to keep it. That is the concept of yish by aved. There is a similar concept of yish by geneva, where if a ganav steals something, and the owner is miyayish, he gives up hope. So here we hold yish itself does not work. The goslin still has to return even after the owner was miyayish. However, if there is a shinu rishos, if after the owner gave up hope, the goslin sold it or gave it to a third party, this third party is kaine, it's his, and he has no chiyuv to the victim. The victim has to go after the goslin, because once it's yish and shinui rishus, it's kaine, and the victim does not owe anything to the nigzel. The nigzel has to be tevei the goslin. And that's the halacha of yish and shinui rishus. When it comes to shinui ma'isa, so here we have a machlekes. That's when there's yish and shinui and shinui rishus. There's an innocent third party over here, or even not innocent. There's a shinui rishus. When it comes to shinui ma'isa, so here there is a machlekes. But the shita of the Rosh and the shita of Tosfos is that although for a shinui to be kind, it has to be a significant shinui, and it has to be irreversible. If the owner was miyayish before, then we relax the requirements of a shinui. And depending on the shita, according to some shitas, even if it's a shinui hachoizer, even if this change is reversible, you can undo it. And normally it's not a kinyan. If the owner gave up hope already, he was miyayish, this shinui would be enough. Now there's a huge machlokes where this halacha applies. According to the Beis Yosef and the Prisha, this applies to any kind of shinui, either a shinui ma'isa or a shinui hashem. If there's yish, even though it's reversible, it's a good kinyan. Kevager points out from Tosfos in Sukkah that says no. By a shinui ma'isa, if you change the item, that has to be irreversible. By a shinui hashem, when we're talking about where the name changes, there, when there was already yish, we relax the standard, and a shinui hachoizer will be a kinyan. Trumas HaKri limits this halacha even more. He says a shinui hachoizer is nothing. If you can undo it, it doesn't count. It's not a kinyan. All the Rosh means is a shinui gerua. If you have a change, it is a change. It's irreversible, but it's not so significant. It's a minor change. It's not enough for a kinyan. But when you're mitzarif it with yish, then already the kinyan, that a shinui gerua is enough. As long as it's irreversible, even though it's not nishtana shemo, even though it's not significant, that is enough once the owner was already miayish. Now, in truth, and as far as halacha l'maaseh, this is very negeh. Because the rule is that when there's a geneva, if you don't know who broke into your house, you don't know who the ganav is, the halacha is by stam yish, when the goslin is a yisrael, stam yish is yish bailim. Stam geneva is yish bailim. In general, when something gets stolen, unless you see who it is very unlikely you're ever going to recover the item. You have to figure out who it is, then you have to bring evidence that he actually stole it from you. Now, in halacha, where you need edim, or you need basically the ganav to admit it, it's very difficult to do. If he's a ganav, he'd be broken at night and no one saw it, how are you going to bring edim that he stole it from you? And therefore, the general rule is, by geneva, stam geneva, by Yisrael, the owner is miyayish. Now, what that means is, in practical terms, although when you go through the halachas, there's a lot of time spent about a shinui geruah and a shinui hachazer. Since the assumption is by every geneva that the owner is miyayish, it comes out according to many shitas, even a shinui geruah or perhaps even a shinui hachazer, you will be kind. Because it's with a yish, the owner gave up hope, and therefore, in many cases, these requirements are relaxed, and even a minor change will be enough to be kainah for, and the ganav will be able to keep the item, and he'll be able to just return the value of the item.
Is that when you use the video, or that's the actual witness?
Just finish the yontif of Pesach. This is the concept of yish of shinoi actually is brought down in Hilchos Pesach. There's a halacha that you're not yaitza, achilas matzah, with a matzah gezula. You steal matzah, you're not mekayem the mitzvah. What happens if you steal flour, or you steal chitim, and you go ahead and you make matzah out of it, and you eat it? So over here, whose matzah were you eating? It might be the flour may have belonged to this person, or the wheat may have belonged to the victim. However, once you grind it up, once you bake it, it is now a shinoi. It's a shinoi ma'aseh. It's a very significant change. Wheat and matzah are not the same thing. It is a shinoi, and the halacha is shinoi kaina, and therefore you would be mekayim the mitzvah. Now you have a separate issue of mitzvah baba avera, and a third issue of making a bracha on it, bracha some more chamer. Let's put that aside. But as far as the din of lachem, it is not, if you steal the matzah, you're not yet, it's not lachem. If you steal the wheat and you grind it up, you make matzah out of it, since shinoi kaina, there you could be mekayin the mitzvah. This is the shita of the Mechaber. The Bihar Halacha brings down a fascinating ritva. He says, let's say you steal someone's matzah and you eat it. So what does the Mechaber say? It's matzah gzul, you're not mekayin the mitzvah. When you eat matzah, what do? When are you mekayin the mitzvah of achilas matzah? If you take it and you chew it up and you spit it out, are you mekayim the mitzvah? No. The mitzvah is eating. You have to actually swallow it. By the time you swallow the matzah, is this matzah the same matzah in the same condition as when you stole it? No. You chewed it up. Zok the ritva, if you steal a matzah, which now it's a sholem, it's a nice, beautiful matzah, you now chew it up. So when you're chewing it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is when you swallow it. But chewing it is enough to be a shinoi. So therefore, Zokter Ritzva, you're kind of the matzah b'shinoi, and therefore, when it comes to swallowing it already, it's too late. When you swallowed it already, it was already yours. It is no longer a matzah gezula, and therefore, he says, in that case, you would not have your problem of lechem, of matzah gezula, and you could be mekai in the mitzvah. Now, brachas will still be problems. Well, again, cracking a matzah in half is probably not a shino. Because cracking it in half, it's not nishtan shmoy. That's not it. But grinding it up, what? Yeah, shvarim is probably not a shino. Because the Gemara has a case where you take logs and you chop them up into smaller logs, it's the same thing. What's pshat in the machaber? Okay, this is a very nice tanya. If chewing something, it's not the same as a right whole matzah. So how can we say that it's a... So Zok the Bir Halacha, very interesting svara. He says, although if a person would take a matzah and swallow it without chewing it, he'd be mekayim the mitzvah. He says, nevertheless, it's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're supposed to chew it so that you have the tam matzah in your mouth. And therefore, since the tzura of the mitzvah is you're at least lechatchila supposed to chew it and then swallow it, we look at this all as one action. And since you started being mekayim the mitzvah, you started chewing it before there was an actual shinoi. It's only when you actually started the chewing, that's already where you have the shinoi. So there already he says, this is considered a problem of matzah gzula, since the mitzvah began before the shinoi happened. And there he says, that's from the mechaber that argues on the ritzvah. But the bir halacha is mashma, everyone, agrees to the Ritzvah Svara, it's simply a question of whether the chewing is part of the mitzvah of matzah or not. But again, in the other case, if a person steals wheat, or if there was a fight a number of years ago, apparently there was a dispute over the ownership of a matzah bakery. So the losing side, or the side that at that point was felt that the other party had it shalei kedin, at one point hung up signs that anyone who buys matzah is not mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah because it's matzah gezula. B'chera pi halacha, it's not a taina. Because even if you're going to agree that the bakery was stolen and belongs to the other person, it's karka, but even putting that aside, the bakery is just used to bake the matzahs, but you're not eating the bakery. You're not eating anything which is stolen. It was just used to bake it, and therefore you would not have a problem of shina. Now, even if they said the well was stolen, but the water also, the water was already baked into the matzah, it was nishtana, it's certainly a shina, it's not nikkur anymore, and therefore in that case you would not have a problem of matzah gzula. Shin Rishus only helps when there's yish. Mashenkin, if there's no yish, or the person is trying to make a macha, still trying to go after it, then this wouldn't apply. Now, one last halacha in the concept of shinu kaina, the Gemara brings down that ain shaman laganuv, and the way Rashi and it's brought down the halacha, the way they most Rishonim interpret this Gemara, there's a halacha that if you take a brick and you smash the window of a Lamborghini. So halacha is, what is your obligation? You're a mazik. What do you pay? You pay for the damage that you caused. You have to pay for the window to repair the window, but the car still belongs to the owner. The owner cannot tell you, you damaged the car, keep the car, and pay me $200,000. The halacha is, you pay for the damage, the owner keeps the item. By a ganav, the halacha is a bit different. The halacha is, ein shaman laganav. And the way Rashi learns this Gemara, what that means is that if a ganav steals something and he breaks it, so the halacha is he doesn't simply return the item and pay for the difference. He is stuck with the item, and the owner can demand, give me an equivalent item or pay me for the value of the item. So if you steal a car, go ahead and you smash it up. You cannot return the smashed pieces to the owner. The halacha is the owner can demand to be paid in full for the full value of the item, and the ganav keeps the item. Zog the Rambam, this is up to the owner. If the owner doesn't want it because it's broken, he says, you keep the item, pay me the difference. Mashenkin, if the owner would rather have the shvarim, he wants the broken pieces, it's for his benefit, so he can say, give me the pieces and pay me the difference, and I'll fix it on my own. Adkan the Rambam. Problem is, this seems to be a steer to the entire concept of shinoi. If you broke it, l'chayr it's a shinoi. If shinoi is kaina, then first of all, what's the chiddush of ein shaman? Of course, it belongs to the ganav. He has to pay the difference. And also, how can the owner say, no, give me the item, pay me the difference? Once you broke it, there's a shinoi. If it's a shinoi, then it belongs to the gazlan. The owner does not have the right to say, give it back to me, when there's a shinoi. This the noise of kalim all bothered by this kasha, and most of them say these kind of dichuyim. They say, although it was broken, it doesn't mean you took the car and you totally smashed it into pieces. It means the window broke. A window broke is not a significant enough shinoi to be a shinoi hashem. Even a shinoi maisa, it won't be. What it means, so this brings out the point that the fact that there's a change or there's damage doesn't automatically mean it rises to the level of a shinoi kaino. So that either it's a shina chayzer or it's not nishtana shemoi. It's not a significant change, and therefore you don't have a kinyan. You have that's why you need the new chiddush of ein shaman that even though there's no kinyan, still the owner can tell the ganiv, you broke it, you keep it, pay me the difference. That's chiddush number one. And chiddush number two, the Rambam's chiddush is that when he chooses not to, he has the right to say, give it back to me and just pay me the difference. The Machane Ephraim and the Or Sameach learn from here a tremendous chiddush. They do not accept these dichuyim about different kinds of shinuyim, but they say it's a tremendous chiddush. They say the entire concept of shinui kaina is the ganiv, if he wants to be kaina the item with shinui, he could. It's his choice. When you smash the item, do you think the ganav wants a broken item? No. He has no use for it. Therefore, Zakta Machan Ephraim, Shino is not koino against the will of the Goslin. The same when you buy something from the store, you cannot be koino something unless you have das. Zakta Machan Ephraim, Shino does not happen automatically. It's only when the ganav wants it. Again, if he doesn't want it, there we do not say Shinoi Koino. And therefore, in a case where there's an improvement to the item, a normal Shinoi, the god of stole wood, and now we made it into furniture. So there's an improvement, there's a benefit, so there he wants to be Koino, it becomes his. Again, if he smashes it, if it breaks, where it's not to his benefit, it has less value now, there it's Bal Korchoi, there the Machan Ephraim is Mechadish, that Shinoi will not help when it's against the will of the Goslin. Now, this is not a Dover Pashut at all. The Ktsais and the Nesivas, both Ne'aman is Dover Pashut. This is not a regular Kenyan. It happens even Bal Karcha, you don't need Das, you don't need any Maisa Kenyan, but the Machan Ephraim and the Orsameach, that's their Chiddush, that it won't be a Kenyan. Correct. That's part of the shmooze. If you hold by the Shinoi Koino, the Pshat is when you, as soon as you steal it, really it should be yours. The Kinyan Gezela. The only reason why you have to give back the item is because the Torah says Veheshev is Gezela. So then, once you have a Shinoi and the Chiv is no longer Veheshev is Gezela, it will become automatically yours. That seems to be the way the Nesivos understood it, and that would be a reason why you don't need Das. The Machan Ephraim, the way the Imre Moshe explains, learns that's not how Shinoi is a Kinyan. He says it's a regular Kenyan like other Kenyanim, and he says you would need Das. He's medame to a regular Kenyan. It can't happen against the will of the Gaza. Now, when there is a Shinoi, there's actually the Rosh has a very interesting halacha. What happens if a person steals something and it goes up in value? It's nishtana. And then there's a Shinoi, his kaina. Person steals an animal. It becomes mu'uberes, it gives birth to a child. If you go with the sheets of Shina Kaina, we'll discuss that in a moment. What value do you pay? Do you pay the value what it was worth at the time that you stole it? Or do you pay the value that it was worth at the time that the actual Shinoi took place? Zakta Rosh, you pay Kishas Agzela. The moment, even if it went up in value in between, still, once there is a Shinoi and Shinoi is Kainer, your Chiyuv reverts back to the original Maist Gzela, and you pay the value of what it was worth at the time that it was stolen. So a person steals raw materials, steals gold, let's say, it goes up in value, he then makes it into something which is a Shinoi. Now we pointed out, usually it's a Shinoi Achoizer if you can melt it down, but if somehow you have a Shinoi, or if there's Yiyosh, and therefore, and you hold it, a Shinoi Achoizer with Yiyosh helps, and now you get caught, you don't pay the value of the item, how much it was worth at the time of the Shinoi, you go back to the Shasa Gezela, and you pay based on that value, based on what it was worth then. Okay, very good. So this leads us to a bunch of interesting questions. There's a halacha psuka, and we're going to see there are two different ways of how to understand this halacha. The halacha is if a person steals an animal, it becomes muberes, it gives birth. The animal was worth $100. Now there's an animal with a baby, it's worth $150. How much do you pay the owner? So halacha is you pay $100. You pay the value that what it was worth at the time that you stole it. There are two ways to understand this gemara. The Ramah, the Rosh, understood this Gemara like I just explained to you. Giving birth is a Shinoi. It's a change. Perhaps even becoming Uberis is a Shinoi. Since you are Koina the animal, or at least the baby, once a Shinoi Koina, how do we figure out how much you pay? You pay the Shasa Gzela. Since at the time you stole the animal, it was worth $100, even though now there's an animal, there's a baby, the Ganav keeps the rest, he pays $100, he pays what it was worth at the time of the Gzela. Who had been in the opposite case, if there's now the value of animals went down, still, your obligation is set from the Shas Ganav. That is the Shitzas HaRosh, that is the Shitzas HaRosh, and this is what the Rambam brings down. The Mechaber and the Rambam argue. The Rambam holds, for some reason, that giving birth to a child is not called a Shina. It's not a Shina, there's no king. In that case, how come the Ganav keeps the extra $50? Why is he paying kashas ganeva? So the Rambam has a tremendous chiddush. Zok the Rambam, that if a ganev steals something, and there is shvach, it gets improved. He says there are two cases where the ganev gets to keep the increase in value. He says, number one, if the ganev himself improves the item, he works on it, he makes it better, he invests in it through his tircha or through his investment, the ganev keeps all of the shvach. Number two, he says, even when it happens memela, the animal just grew, Zok the Rambam, after anything any improvement that happened before Yish goes back to the nigzal. However, once the owner was miyayish, once there's Yish here, then any shvach that happens afterwards, if the animal grows, it has a child, things that happen on its own, there after Yish, the ganav gets to keep it. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush, because if there's no shinoi, it belongs to the owner. Who is the gazan to go ahead and to keep the improvement? And the answer is Enoch Rami. Al pi din, according to the Rambam, it should go back to the owner. Nevertheless, there is a takanas hashavim. Same way we explained a number of times, Chazal wanted to make it easier for a ganev to do tshuva. And therefore they said, any improvement that happens after Yish, even though it happens on its own, when the gazan wants to do tshuva, we do not force him to pay back that extra. Hu hadin, if the ganev improves it. The fellow steals the car, and you mentioned that it's very common, they go ahead and they soup up the car. They put on fancier wheels, fancier stereo, whatever it is, and now he gets caught, you have to return it. So halacha is, since this shvach, this improvement, came about through the ganev's investment, he's the one that improved the car, he has the right to send you a bill. It's not a shinoi, assuming it's not a shinoi, you'll have to give it back. But since he made the car better, it was his action, he can send you a bill for the value of the improvement. In this case is a tremendous chiddush, because normally we learned, if a person's a yoyrid, let's say without Hilchos Geneva, let's say while you're sitting here at the shir, you come outside and you see that someone came to your car and improved it. They put in a nicer stereo, better engine. It's now a souped up car. Can they send you a bill for the improvement? So we learned there's a halacha of a yoyrid, that if you improve someone's property, you get the lesser of his expense or the improvement. So if the fellow invested $500, but now the car is worth $1,000 more, you have to pay him $500 because that's the benefit that you have. Or, of course, you can say toll, you can say I don't want it, get rid of it. But assuming that you're happy with the improvement, you can't keep it for free. You have to pay either the cost or the improvement, whichever is less. By a ganev, that's not the halacha. By a ganev, he gets the full value of the improvement, even if it's more than his cost. Even if he only put in $500, but if now the shvach is worth $1,000 more, part of this takana is a ganev gets to keep the shvach, and that's all there in order to make it easier for him to do tshuva. If he had to give it back, if he quote-unquote would lose all of his investment, he's not getting the full value, then it would be more difficult for him to do tshuva. In order to make it easier, Chazal gave him this shvach. No. Yoiker Vizol is going to be different. That's true. That's a good point. I should speak that out. That if a Pergazin steals a $1,000 item, nothing changes. But now that people are willing to pay $2,000 for the item, the shire changes. That's Yoiker Vizol. That will belong to the owner. That we don't take away. It's when there's a physical change in the item that causes the value. So if the gazlin is the one that made that change, he always gets that benefit. If it happened in Mela, if it just grew, it got bigger, then it depends whether it's before Yish or after Yish. So this is the chiddush of the Rambam, that when the gazlin improves something, he gets that benefit, the nigzal has to pay him back. If it improves in Mela, it depends whether it's before or after Yish. Now, the Sma and the Nesivos explain this because of Takanas HaShavim. I should point out that other Achroinim say that it's Mikra Adin. It's learned that it's Gzeiras HaKosel from the Pasuk of Kein Shegozel of Asher Gozel, Kein Shegozel Yachzer, that you pay based on the value of the Shas Gzeila, but improvements that happened afterwards, the Gazlan does not have to pay that value. And wait a second, this is all the Shittas HaRambam. The other Rishayim, the Rosh, learned this Gemara Kipshutai. They say the reason why, by the case of the Parum and became Muberes, you pay the original value, is as a Shinoi. and shino yaskaino. So when you kaino bishino, you pay the value kishasa gazela. However, when there is no shinoi, there we don't have any makar according to these shitas that that the goslin keeps it. And therefore, at least the pashtus should be that according to the Ramah, if there is no shinoi, if it doesn't rise to the level where it's enough of a kinyan, then if it goes up in value, so that's it's the nigzal's item appreciated. The nigzal is the one that is entitled to receive the benefit of that. That being said, even the Ramah says that if there's a shinoi hachoiz lebriyasai, in other words, if you make a shinoi, it is a shinoi, but it's reversible. So it is not a kinyan. Nevertheless, b'negei shvach, there he said everyone would agree that if that shinoi causes an increase in value, that increase belongs to the goslin. In other words, the Rosh is moida that when the goslin makes it, if it's a shinoi, kopan hachoiz lebriyasai, the goslin is what is entitled to that revach. The Shach is Mechadish, although the Sma and the Goyim both disagree, and the Bach all disagree, but the Shach holds that the Rosh also agrees to the Rambam that Oshinoi de Memele after years also belongs to the Gazla. But again, that's not so poshut. Many argue on it. But so I'll call upon briefly summarize. If a person steals something and it goes up in value, that, and just because the market changes, that increase definitely belongs to the owner. If it changes physically on its own, the other Rambam says any change that causes increase in value after Yish belongs to the goslin. Before Yish will go back to the owner. Ma'ashein kein, if the change came through the goslin's investment, through his tercha, there, according to the Rambam, it always belongs to the goslin. He will keep the money. And again, at least in Shulchan Aruch, the Nois Kalim explained the reason for that is a takana sashavim. We want to make it easier for the goslin to do tshuva, and therefore he gets the full value of the increase, not just like a yorid. So this is when there's an improvement. So again, market value, the improvement goes to the owner. A physical change the goslin caused, he will keep. A physical change that happened in Memela after Yish, the Gazan will keep. Before Yish, the owner will keep. This is the Shitas Rambam. The Ramah argues on it, but as we pointed out, there are different machlokesim exactly where, what in each case, what the Rambam holds. One last halacha I'd just like to mention briefly, and that is what happens, a guy steals a car. He drives the car for 5-6 years, and at that point, he decides to do tshuva, he wants to return the car. Calls back the owner and says, listen, I'm very sorry, I took your car. Here, you can have it back. The owner says, very nice. But first of all, the car 5-6 years ago was a brand new car. Now it's a shmata. Second of all, you used the car for 6 years. I want rent. Pay me for the use that you had. So these are two separate issues. The mazik issue, the fact that you damaged the car, we're not going to have a chance to discuss today. We'll Mirtz Hashem speak about it in 2 weeks. But as far as the use, the general halacha is, by metaltalin, included in this halacha that a goslin pays kashasa gzela, is he does not have to pay for the use of an item. And therefore, if a goslin steals something, whether it's a car, whether it's a hammer, whatever it is, and uses it for a period of time, the owner cannot send him a bill for a rental. If he damages it, that will be another issue. And damages, normally he will be responsible for. He's not better than any other mazik. But as far as the actual ishtamshus, the fact that he used it, the fact that you could rent it out to someone else, there, in general, a mazik, a goslin of metaltalin is not achroyon, and the Mirtz Hashem will get to the details in a future year.